It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, February 3rd, 2011. I'm John Moe. A group of U.S. senators say they will introduce a bill to give the president control over privately owned computer networks in the event of a cyber attack. It's an idea that's raising some eyebrows given recent events with the internet and the president of Egypt. Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, Susan Collins of Maine, and Tom Carper of Delaware are getting set to introduce the latest version of the Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Act. It's a bill that was first introduced by Senator Jay Rockefeller in 2009. Tony Rahm is with Politico.
And back at the time, everybody said that that had a kill switch in it, even though it didn't. And so the thought is that this particular piece of legislation, the Lieberman effort, was coming under intense scrutiny because of what was happening in Egypt. You know, Americans saw that Egypt had turned off the internet for most of its users. They had some concerns that this cybersecurity proposal would do the same. But, you know, there are kind of two ways of looking at it. You know, for one thing, the bill doesn't actually include that power. There are some current things in federal law that would let the president have big leverage over wired communication, but there's really nothing in this bill that does anything to expand that power. But on the other hand, aides on Capitol Hill have expressed to me privately that they're really concerned because this has the ability to change the conversation, to get people very worried about something that's really just designed to strengthen computer systems and make sure that infrastructure like power plants is still secure.
How much support does something like this have in the Senate and the House?
Well, generally speaking, everyone on Capitol Hill agrees that something has to be done on cybersecurity, but there's been a lot of disagreement in both the House and Senate over how best to do it.
The language in the new bill will be different than the original, but according to Declan McCullough, CNET.com's chief political correspondent, the power given to the president is still the same.
It gives the Department of Homeland Security the authority to establish and maintain a list of systems that they deem to be critical infrastructure and that will be subject to emergency decrees. There are certain limits on what should be added to the list. The main one is that the disruption of the system could cause serious economic consequences. But, I mean, what does that mean? If Google goes down, that would probably be a severe economic consequence. And if you're running this website or you're running this telecommunications service and you don't want to be on this list, you can appeal to Secretary Napolitano, but her decision is final. That you get one appeal and that's it, and courts are explicitly prohibited from reviewing it. And then once this process is set up, the president could issue a declaration of a national cyber emergency and then basically tell these companies on this list to do whatever the government wanted. The Department of Homeland Security would be allowed to, this is after the president declares a national cyber emergency, issue mandatory emergency measures necessary to preserve the reliable operation of whatever website or network provider we're talking about. And so what is an emergency? What are so-called mandatory measures? Why not judicial review? What amounts to economic harm? A lot of these things aren't defined, because judicial review may not happen, the usual process of sort of letting the courts fill in the details, the gaps in the legislation, won't happen.
That's Declan McCullough from CNET. Other stories we're following at MarketplaceTech.org. Google showed off its new Honeycomb operating system on Wednesday. It's for all those new tablet computers running on Android. They also announced a version of their Android app marketplace for computers. Up to now, it's just been on phones. And a new type of full-body scanning software is being piloted at airports. It displays your body as a generic stick figure on screen instead of your silhouette. If the test goes well, the system could be the new national standard. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
It's a new smartphone app that helps you find the ladies wherever the ladies may be hiding. It's called Where the Ladies At.
So you're saying this will help me find where the ladies at?
Yeah, that's right. Regardless of whether the ladies want to be found, the app ranks locations near you based on how many ladies have checked in on Foursquare. It points to areas of greatest lady density.
So then you know where they're
at. Yes. The guys, I'm assuming they're guys, behind this say it pulls data from the last 30 minutes, so the ladies are more likely to be there when you show up.
Right, because over time, ladies tend to disperse.
So what do you think these guys say after finally reaching the ladies?
Hello, ladies. I have an app, and I have been tracking your movements.
Charming.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.